Well, we begin this week is the sugya of Vestais. The primary sugya of Vestais is a siman later, but most of what's nagel halacha mentioned in the first seif from here. Now, the first words in the Sif Aleph of Kuf Pei Dalid is Reiv Hanashim Yesh Lahem Vestais. A vest is defined as Pirish Zman Kavua Oirach Hanashim, a regular set time that they get their period. Lirais is Zman Yadua. Right now, most women have a set period to see at a certain time. Can go me Esrim La Esrim Yaim, like every 20 days. I'm a Lamed Lamed Yaim, or every 30 days. So the Shach says, don't think that this means only 20 or 30. It's got to be a round number. He says, I thought, hey. But it's interesting that most women in previous generations had a set cycle. Every month that they had a best kavua, they had a set cycle when they saw. And today, not only most women, I would say probably 90% of women do not have a best kavua, do not have a set cycle when they see. In my experience, I only bumped once into one of the chassanim in yeshiva whose wife has a vest kavua. Vest kavua, she's the same day every month, and always the same time of the day as well. Always in the morning when she gets up, and like clockwork on a certain day. I asked him if his wife was a yeti or not, but she wasn't. But there's such a metzias as women who have a vest kavua; they have a set cycle, and yet. And in time, not only in time of Shulchan Aruch, it says Reiv Nashim Yesh Lahem Ves Kavua. The Chavos Das discusses it as if in his days also, most women. The Bach says also in his days, women had Ves Kavua. Even 200 years ago, most women had a set cycle, and yet today they don't. It's one of the inyanim of Nishtana Hateva, the nature change. There are those who want to attribute it to the fact that it's known that a woman's cycle is influenced by what takes place during the month. There are certain things that take place, stress or excitement, which can cause the cycle to shorten or be lengthened. And the suggestion is that 200 years ago, for women, every month was the same. They stayed home. And every month, right, they were busy scrubbing the shirts and cleaning the laundry and cleaning out the chickens. And there was not much difference from month to month, so that their cycle was set. And that today, where women are more active, there's more, both socially and in the business world, the months, things are different. Perhaps that's why today women don't have a vest kavua. But be that as it may, the fact is that most women do not have a vest kavua today. There's a man v'yamar in the Gemara, Remeya, who holds that the woman who does not have a vest kavua is not allowed to get married. Woman who says Remeya Chayish Lemiyuta all over Shas. Remeya is always Chayish Lemiyuta. He says if a woman has a set cycle, you know when she'll bleed, so you can live with her. But if she doesn't have a set cycle, so Remeya holds that women are not allowed. Now, of course, Remeya is always a Das Yachid all over Shas. Generally, the halacha does not follow Remeya. Of course, the interesting question would be, what if the halacha would be like Remeya? What would we do nowadays? I tell people, if the halacha would be like Remeya, women would still have a best kavua. Okay, we will get to that discussion hopefully today, that most women have it within a range, and we'll see that would solve Remeya's problem. It's true. If you hold of a vest of a range, that would solve Remeya's problem. Okay, at any rate, we're going to have to try to take from here the halachas that pertain to women that do not have a vest kavua. But as you understand, the Shulchan Aruch deals primarily with women who have a vest kavua, who have a set cycle every month. So now let's be careful in how we learn the language of the Shulchan Aruch. The Kol Isha Shiyesh La Ves Kavua, probably it's technically a Veses, not a Ves, but I'll go with the way people say it. Okay, every woman who has a Ves Kavua, Ba Eileha Shalai Bishaz Vesta, a man can live with his wife when she's not expecting a period, the Eina Tzaricha Bedika Lefnei Tashmish. And there's no requirement that she do Bedika prior to Tashmish, because she has the set cycle. We know she'll see, for example, on the 30th day. So on any day before the 30th day, we know that she won't get her cycle. So in the Mela, there's no requirement that there be a Bedika Lefnei Tashmish. And the Ramayah is, Gamei Lola Hachmir Liv Dei Gatzma. A woman is not to be Machmir and do Bedikis, Lola Lefnei Tashmish, Lola Acha Tashmish. Because a man who sees his wife is doing bedikis and she's afraid she'll get a period, so He'll be by Naikvayu Pirish. He'll be an Erlich person. He doesn't want to be Nechshon. If he's afraid his wife feels like she's getting a period, he'll be Pirish. So therefore, a woman is not supposed to do Bedikas. What it says here is a Ves Kavua. And look what it says. Ava Shaloi Bishas Tashmish. Kol Amar Belibdai Kari Zemishu Bachas. If it's not Lifnei Tashmish, Mepharshim say this means not Lifnei Baila as well. A woman who privately does Bedikas, to be aware when it's going to come, Hari Zem Mishubachas. Now, before we get to the primary topic, this ending, today the Rabbanim don't, somehow this is not followed. This concept of Kol Amar lives like Hari Zem Mishubachas. Women are not encouraged to do extra Bedikas. As a matter of fact, as you all know, a woman, when she's not expecting her period, wears colored underwear. Even if she sees a Mare, it should be tar. We don't look to cause problems. It's possible that even in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kol Amar Belivdei Kari Mizeh Meshubachas, only means Samach Levesta. It's unlikely that there's a Shvach for a woman who's Baidik at a time when it's not expected. And the additional problem that women tend to irritate themselves and sometimes cause Dam Maka, which is not Dam Nida. And for that reason, it's a Mefurish Gemara, Kol Ayad Amar Belivdei Kari Mizeh Meshubachas, and somehow today this is not the practice. Now, as far as the primary topic here, what we're saying is that a woman who has a Ves Kavua does not have to do a Bedikah Lifnei Tashmish. What does that mean? That means a woman who does not have a Ves Kavua does have to do a Bedikah Lifnei Tashmish. We never heard of that. So what that's referring to is to something that's mentioned later in Simin Kuf Pei Vav. The Shach in Eis Gimel says to look there. Now the Shach doesn't say, he says, Aval Ein Lo Ves. That's what the Shach says in Gimel. Why did he say Aval Ein Lavez? Tivdaik. Because what it says in Kuf Pei Vav is that a woman that does not have a Ves Kavua, we are Chayshish, Chazal, the Rambam was Chayshish, that a woman that does not have a Ves Kavua might be a Raya Machmas Tashmish. That Bia itself might bring on the period. And again, we're talking at a time when most women had something, some cycle that was kavua. So Chazal rachayshish that a woman is raya machmas tashmish, that bia itself might bring on a cycle. And for that reason, there was a takana, according to the Mechaber, that every woman who gets married, the first, should make a bedikah lefnei tashmish three times, lefnei and achar tashmish, before and after bia, three times after marriage, so that she gets a chazaka that she's not a raya machmas tashmish, not something she has to do for her whole life, but that at one point a woman should do three bedikas lefnei tashmish, and with those three bedikas lefnei tashmish and achar tashmish, and then she'll know that bia doesn't bring on the cycle, and then she gets a chazaka that she's not a raya machmas tashmish. The Shach in Kuf Pei Vav has a very long shach where he disagrees with this psak. He holds that this is a das yachid. He goes through rishonim one after the other. And his opinion is that there's no requirement to do these bedikas. Halacha l'maisa, there are different customs. I think the custom of most paiskim is to say ma'hifsid. You're not going to lose anything. When a couple get married, that a woman should make shloisha bedikas la'achar tashmish, and to be ma'hifsid that she's not a raya machmas tashmish. Rav Meisha, I know, held that the ikur is like the shach. That the ikur is this is not required. I know this from Pihashmua, from a few people. It's very likely that the reason Rav Meisha held this way is because the whole thing is a chashash that she has a chazaka that Bia brings on the period. But today the women don't have a Ves Kavua anyway. So it's an extra reason to say that it's not likely there's a specific cause. And we haven't heard of women that Bia brings on, that they have such a Ves. So in Mela, there are those who do this, those who don't. So Nahara Naharo Pashte. If she's a woman who sees a bedikah three times, makes a bedikah before and after bia three consecutive times, and there's dam, which means that bia brings on tashmish, is also a basur labailo. He has to divorce her, unless there's a physical cause that can be attributed to. They don't rush to divorce. There are other aspects. If it happens only after a certain amount of time of the month, it's different. But at any rate, again, I haven't heard of this. You know, you tell a chassan that, you know, somebody is raya machmas tashmish, you have to give a divorce. So do these bedikas. They get frightened. But it's not something that happens.
You have to establish chazaka that something doesn't happen.
because of the, all right, that's part of the Shach's kasha. But the fact, I guess the chashad is that if most women at that time had a best kavua, there must be something that brings it on. It's also likely, we find that chazad achimud brings on dam, which again today it seems it's not that way, but strange. We find the chazal that its excitement sometimes lengthens the period, and we see by Kalis that it shortens the period. A lot of things change, the physical Shtana HaTeva, many things change. Okay, this is Sif Aleph. Now let's go on to Sif Feis. The Shach here in Sif Kut and Dal discusses this, but again, this is not so Negeya. Lamaisa, Sif Feis is more Negeya. Okay?
How long does that be?
You see, that's a loophole. We cheat a little. When we talk Hasanim to do this Bedika, we tell them, well, when she gets up, she'll do the Bedika three times. And then she'll get a Chazak, she's not Raya Mechaz Tashmish. Really, to be Mekel, to say she's not a Raya, so it doesn't matter. She does it 15, 20 minutes late, and there's no Dam, so there was no Dam. To Asa her, it really has to be Teich Aisiyam. It has to be within seconds of the Bia. So that even if B'di'evet, if it ever happened, which doesn't happen, that a person had three Bedikas that were no good, we would really have grounds to be Mekel. We would have to require afterwards Teich Aisiyam, but there's room to maneuver. But again, it just doesn't happen. This physical fact is that it's not that way. Our Sif Beis deals with the fact, and then most of you again should be familiar with this, that there's an Isser. There's an obligation to be Pireish to Shas Vesta. Okay, let's talk first about a woman who has a Vest Kavua. She knows she gets a Bia cycle, a period, every 30th day. So on the 30th day, the husband is Aser Bedia to his wife. And it's a Dover Pasha. Now, a woman who does not have a set cycle, today, most women, so they're we're Pireish on what we call the Yom Aflog, on the average cycle, or the Inabenanis, on the average cycle. And on the Yom HaFlaga, which is the previous cycle. Okay, if a woman saw 1 month on the 35th day, the next month, we're Pirish on that day, on the 35th day. And this is really the same halacha. A halacha that when she expects a cycle, we're Pirish. When does she expect? It's very hard to predict. So predictions, when she has a set cycle, it's easy to predict. When it's not a set cycle, so we work based on her previous month that she might repeat. Or on the Yana Benedis, on the average cycle, which is set at either 30 or 31 days. It's Machlaikas. Now, before we begin, there is a discussion, a basic Yisaitistika discussion. If this obligation of being Pirish, B'shas, Vest, to be Pirish at the time she expects a period, is a Chi of Dairaisa or a Chi of Durabanam. It's a very basic Machlaikas in Hilchas Nida. It's a Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Darshan is the pasuk v'zartem es b'nei Yisrael meitu ma'asan yikan ashar l'b'nei Yisrael sheyifreshu shebil b'nei Yisrael sheyifreshu m'nishasayam b'shaz vesta. And the way the Ritva there says this is a chiv d'iraisa to be pirish b'shaz vest. Taisvis says that it's a chiv d'iraisa. The Ritva says that it's a chiv d'rabbanan. If you take a look at Pisrei Tshuva Gimel. We didn't stop the sif. All right, let's just look at the first few words in the sif. B'shaz vesta tzarech lifresh mimena aina achas. When a woman expects a period, you have to be pirish for one aina. An aina is 12 hours, not the entire 24-hour period. But if she bleeds by day, so for the 12 hours of day. If at night, then it's the 12 hours of night. Now, the Pisrei Tshuva in Gimel brings down the Naida B'Yehuda. I am a Tshuva's Naida B'Yehuda chelek yeredeya simen and haven and vav. Shehela, the psak of the Naida B'Yehuda is the Masha Amru Vesta is the Rabbanon, even the opinion we find in Shas, that Vesta is a Rabbanon. Hainu Linyan Shalayam Rinan Shikvar Rasa B'Shas Vesta. That means that if her Vest passed, she didn't see blood, but she didn't make a Bedika, so we don't assume Shalay Rasa B'Shas Vesta. Why? Mishum Deneged Chazaka Erech Bizmanayba is a Chazaka that the period comes in its time, but opposite that, Yesh Cheskas Taira is what we call a Cheskas Haguf, that her body stayed the same and she's tar. So once her period passed, the question is, did she bleed or didn't she? We assume she did. But on the future, to be chayish, that maybe she will bleed, that's an obligation. So the chashin and shema kireh,
Because the Chazal say, Asar l'bnei Yisrael she'ifashu min ishrisayim, and that is an obligation to Eraisa. V'layamina al lehaba naikim la b'cheskes taira. Da'atu la'ilam like tireh. We know she'll bleed. You can't say cheskes hagof, it's a chazaka asu yilish tanais, it's going to change. So on the future, to be chayish that she will, to be pirish meyishtai, that the Nevi Yehuda says is the Eraisa dikachiyav, v'dami l'masha amru shem ameis lai chashinan shem ayamas chashinan. If the question is, did someone die? You didn't see someone for a year. Did he die? It's chazaka that he's alive. No one thinks that there is somebody who died. But Shema Yamos, Chayshinan, everyone's going to die. So did we find such a concept, the difference between Sha'avar and Sha'asid? And he said it's the same thing with Vestais, that's the opinion of the Night of Yehuda. And he's saying that the obligation to be Pirish Samach Levest is an obligation, de Iraisa. This is a matter of dispute among Paiskim. By someone who has a vest kavua, the Achiv to be Pirish is an obligation to Eraisa de Rabbanan. Some Sefer writes in the Truva, which quoted in brackets here, writes that this whole discussion is by a woman who does not have a vest kavua, who does have a vest kavua rather. So there's a chazaka, Erech Bezmanai Ba, the Achiv to be Pirish is a Achiv de Eraisa. When you have a case of a woman who has a vest she'inai kavua, so then the some Sefer says all would agree that the obligation to be Pirish Samach Levesta is only a Chi of the Rabbanan. Okay, Rav Nashim, what? There is no such, the fact is not that way. There never was a thing. On a Bainimus of 30 days is an average. An average is generally not a right. Okay, an average, you can say the average American family has 1.5 children. There's no family that has 1.5 children. Right? That's the average. That doesn't mean that most of them see that way. Alright, this discussion is very pertinent. It comes up. What happens where a woman got a period and it comes around the 31st day, she forgot which day she started bleeding. It's a very common shayla. A woman forgot what her vest is. She knows she bled around whatever, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but she doesn't remember which day she started bleeding. So that's Shachcha Vesta. So there's a truth in the Hartzvi that a woman who does not remember her vest, he says it depends on this discussion. If it's an Isidai Raisa, so you have to be Machmer any day that it's possible. She thinks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you have to be Machmer all of them. If your vest is the Rabbanon, so then there's no obligation to be Pirish to count 30 days from the days she saw. So the Hartzvi paskins that since, some Sefer explains, a woman who does not have a set cycle is a Issa Drabbanan. So therefore, he paskins that a person does not have to, for a woman who forgot her the day she saw, you don't have to be Pirish at all. She forgot, so every day is a Suffolk Drabbanan. When people come with me to the Shaiva, I tell them to pick the day it's most likely she saw. Let her say what's of all the days, which is the most likely, and be Nayig that day. So, now this is not a loophole that a woman could just not mark it down and forget it. Okay? A woman gets a period, she's supposed to mark it down when the day she started bleeding, count 30 days, on the 30th and 31st day, husband and wife are Pirish, they're also Bibiya. Same thing, if her last cycle was, let's say, 35, she's on the 35th day, so she counts, when she starts bleeding, she counts 35 days, on day number 35, she's Pirish from her husband, and then after that, she doesn't bleed, she's Mutter. Okay, that's every month, a calendar should be kept. Count day number 30 from the day she starts to bleed. Now, in another common shaila, people ask, let's say a woman stains on Sunday, and bleeds on Monday. So which day is the beginning of the cycle, Sunday or Monday? So Rav Moshe held that if the bleeding immediately follows the staining, there's no space of an ayna in between, that you would count from the staining. Because at the time she stains, it might be a stain on the colored, which she's even tar. But the bleeding later shows us that staining was the onset of a period. And for that reason, that's when we're Pirish. You count the calendar, you count 30, 31, and the MF log up from that day.
If it's within one owner, it should be Sunday night versus... If
there's no clean aina in between. She stains again, an aina, when we use the term aina, doesn't mean a day. A day is 24 hours. In aina, the word aina refers to a 12-hour period. From sunset to sunrise is one aina, from sunrise to sunset is another. The woman stains Sunday by day. Overnight, Sunday night, she didn't see anything. Monday, she started bleeding. And Monday is the onset of her period. If Sunday she's staying, then Sunday night she started bleeding, then Sunday is the onset for these purposes of counting calendars.
So for Prisha, it's 30 days exactly from the time, if it's Monday day that she saw, then 30
So let's say she saw Monday by day, so then the 30th day would be a Tuesday. That day that she starts bleeding counts as day one. We say Mitzvah Sayyem Kekulai. She starts bleeding even in a minute before sunset. We say Mitzvah Sayyem Kekulai on day number, on that day. And that's day number one, and then you count till day number 30, which if she starts bleeding on a Monday, means day number 30 will be a Tuesday, and day number 31 will be a Wednesday 4 weeks later, and those days
so
are
it's Tuesday day that it starts in the
future. Right.
You don't have to.
By the way, even Hasidim, who don't go by Shkia, who don't go by sunset, they go by Tseis, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav set up, we find them, we shine them, the Lashon Shkia, they're telling the sun, by periods. So you have to one choice of two things. Either you can say that the grow was right, and you go by sunset and sunrise, or you say that Vestites are different, which is what Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds.
And what did you say the week before the period? Does that like count separately for...
No, there's no calendar for staining. There's no Vestites for Ksamim. Okay, a woman who stains has midterm. Some women have midterm staining. They stain in the middle of the month. Even if she becomes Tamei, it doesn't go on the calendar. Only it goes on the calendar is a period. The custom is even if she's Tamei with a Bedika. But she doesn't get a period, that doesn't go on the calendar. Why? Because the calendar is for what she expects a normal hormonal cycle, which is a period, not a state.
By Sunday day, but nothing, she sees nothing Sunday night and starts bleeding Monday by day.
Right.
So can't for Monday.
Monday
by day. Know the Bedika was...
That's, really, that's correct. It wasn't a period.
She starts standing on a colored garment. How long would
it stop? If she starts standing on a colored garment and 10 hours later she gets a period, so it's most likely that it's done. Okay, there is one area that the Lubavitcher Hasidim have a different custom than, I hate to always say it, the rest of Klal Yisrael, but the Lubavitch has a custom. Lubavitch is when Shulchan Aruch HaRav says something, you know, it's Dasi Yafa, they follow it. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds to count the Vestais, we count from when the onset of the period. Shulchan Aruch HaRav held to count from the end of the bleeding. The bleeding ends, then you count 30, 31, and Haflaga. And his logic was that the hormonal cycle starts, the whole cycle of bleeding starts when the bleeding ends. Then the clock starts again. In many cases, it's not enough kamino, because if a woman is going, it's not enough kamino, at least l'gabe haflaga, how you count. Because the haflaga is relatively the same, if women bleed the same every month. But there are enough kaminos, and okay, it's just an area where I believe the Lubavitch has a different custom. I found something you didn't know Lubavitch has a custom. Okay. Our expert on Lubavitch didn't know this one. Okay, so at any rate, this is one area where there's different meaning. I believe the Kitzer goes with the Shita of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I remember when I was a Chassan, I learned through Kitzer and I got all confused. You know, a Chassan, you see something, you automatically assume that you don't understand. So I remember asking someone, he said, oh, don't learn the Kitzer in that simon. Because he goes with this different way of counting the cycle. Okay, now we're going to sit back. Yeah?
This is applied on the 5 days.
The question was, a woman saw twice on the 28th day, and then the third month on the 35th. She's arguing that logically, next month she might see the 28th, but it's not necessarily so. I mean, we can't be chayshish for all the possibilities. We take on the last cycle. If she had three times 28, then we would be chayshish 28, but two times. That doesn't establish a chazon.
The Sunday day until Sunday. But then do a particular Sunday night and really bled Monday. Had she done a particular Sunday night, maybe she would have seen Tak Sunday night, so maybe Tak Sunday would be the Chiyuv on. But she didn't do a particular Sunday night.
Call her up and ask the Shaila. I'm a first Shalach. I would assume she goes by Sunday, but I don't know that everyone will agree with that. Listen, you want to be machmer and chayshish for three cycles every month, you can do it, if your wife has permission. But that's not what halacha requires. Okay, halacha only requires three things. And aflaga, and lamed and lamed aleph, which are really two machleikis, which got the ayin of bein in it, the outer cycle. Yeah, machleikis is always included in 30 and 31. It's either 30 or 31. Okay? That's why, what's an average cycle of a woman? So there are three shitas. The Tar says it's the 31st day is the average. The Chavizdar says the 30th day. And the Shach holds it's Yom HaChodesh. It's the day of the
same day in the Hebrew calendar, which is either the 30 or 31st day. So if we're machmer 30 and 31, we cover all the bases. We're covering the shach, taz, chavis, taz. And that's the custom. Chafas Adam, 200 years ago already, was the custom to be chayshish for all three shittas. Okay, lamed, lamed aleph. Again, the taz holds its yom lamed aleph. The chavis das holds its yom lamed. And the shach holds that it's the yom hachayish. Those are the three things. We're going to get to that in the shach here. Okay, we'll get to that. So on the 31st day, she's also Labayla. A woman is also Tahar.
That's not the
30th also, because we're Machmer 30 and 31. If she bled on the 31st day, that month you have to Chashish for 30 and 31. Okay, let's see Sif Beis, and I think there are three Shitas here, three Yanim that are Negeya that we have to discuss. Bishas Vesta Tzach Lefresh Mimena Oina Achas. A person has to be parish from his wife for 12 hours, the Mechaber says. Now wait, don't turn the page, I'll save you turning back. Okay, the Mechaber says that on the 30, again we're talking, Mechaber is talking about Ves Kavua. I'm going to talk about Veshena Kavua because that's what comes up. Same Allah. When a woman expects a period, that 12-hour segment of the day, there's an obligation to be Pirish Mimena, but what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Only from Tashmish Shamita Bulvad. The Yisra of Tashmish was a woman who has a set cycle, is an Isser, well, with a woman who's a Nida, is an Isser Dairaisa of Karis. The Isser of kissing or hugging, Chibuk Venishuk, to a Nida, to a woman who's a Nida, is also an Isser Dairaisa. Now, well known. Lai Sikravu Lagale Serva, it says in the Pasuk. Lai Sikravu Lagale Serva means don't do things that'll bring you to Gilay Erva. Chibuk and Nishuk, which means kissing or hugging or handling in a way of chiba, in a way of love, is an Issa Dairaisa to a woman who's an Ida, but it's not an Issa Karis. So the question is, if it's an Issa Dairaisa, why on the time of the vest, on the time that she's expecting a period, why is the obligation only to be Pirish from Tashmish Bulvad? Why only Tashmish? There should be an obligation to be Pirish from all Isurim Dairaisas. So look at we have to see the Taz and Shach here. Let's see first the Taz. I guess you have to turn back and forth anyway. Mitashmish Hamita Bulvad. Why the word Hamita is added? By the way, that's probably not a Ramah. It's the printer's edition. Because Tashmish, a person I think could assume, means we'll find in Kuf Tzadik Hey that a woman who's Nida is not allowed to serve her husband food or make his bed. I guess you might have thought that's what Shemush is referring to. He says Tashmish Hamita Bulvad. What?
It'll be pretty much out of context here.
That yeah, okay, but it's a question of why it was made clearer, so it's not a big question. Sif Gimel in the Sif Kut and Gimel in the Taz. Loi Mishak Revois. The Beis Yosef Kasav Dafilu Chibuk Venishuk Uzer. Beis Yosef holds that Chibuk Venishuk is permitted. V'loi Chashinu Labia Kivan Shabia is the Drabanon. Since he paskins that Vestais Drabanon, he holds, as I mentioned, some Achlaikis. But he was being Pirish is only in a Drabanan, even Bia is a Drabanan. So Chibuk and Nishuk is a Geder that you shouldn't come to Bia. If you hold Bia as a Drabanan, so then there's no obligation. The like of Chumas Hadeshen, Shekosav Leisr b'Chibuk and Nishuk. The Kosav Mairi v'Chamizal, the father-in-law of the Taz, who was the Ba'ach, wrote, Hamachmir b'zeh Tavei Yalav Bracha. His my father-in-law holds Hamachmir Tavei Yalav Bracha. Taz and Ba'ach didn't get along. So the son-in-law says, I disagree. I hold it's Asim in Adin, Ladas Harash, that this is Asim in Adin, Ladas Harash, or I am a Simin Shin Membeis, because of Harash, Linyan Avelus, a person who's in Aval, Loyalainu, 7 days he's Asir, Bibia, Sheesh Lahachmir, Bechibuk, and Nishuk, Bu maybe Lide Cheshek, Bu Adin, Nami Hachem. So just like by Avelus, this or Tashmish, which is almost certainly an Issa Drabanan, the Rosh says a person has to be machmer a chibuk and nishuk. Kol shkeinu diyesh leicheshik tfeik shahilach lederech. Certainly, if someone's hilach lederech, where the Beis Yosef was machmer a chibuk and nishuk, certainly a person should be machmer. And therefore, the Taz holds that chibuk and nishuk is also usher in this 12-hour period that we're discussing. That's the opinion of the Taz. Now let's turn back and learn the Shach. Shach vav. V'loy mishar kreva is mashma afilu chibu finishuk shari. K'mashu pasuk peis yaisif. V'mashma is hapaiskim. U'dolekit shumas hadashim. Again, he says it's mashma shulchan aruch. Chibu finishuk amutar. V'chein nirei daf harav b'sif yod, v'chein posak habach. Elo shemesayim miyu nirei adam achmer be'eile tovay olav brachas. Okay, so we have the Shach disagrees with the Taz. The Shach follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Bach that it's only a question of Hamach Metzavah of Bracha. Generally, in a Machlaikis between the Taz and the Shach and Shulchan Aruch against the Taz, we would follow the Shach and Shulchan Aruch, and we do, but we say that Hamach Metzavah of Bracha, that Lamaisa, a person should be Machmir, and if Hamach is Tavah of Bracha anyway, and the Taz holds its Asa Min Adin, so certainly that's the proper thing, is that during this Aina to Aser Bia, Sibot, Venishuk, all three. However, the other Chumris of not handing things, etc., that certainly you don't have to be Machmir on the day, on the Emaflog, on Lamed Lamed Aleph, until she, unless she's actually in Nida, that certainly there's no question that a person does not have to be Machmir. Now here, it gets tricky. Because we say that you have to be Machmir on Chibuk and Nishuk. So if a person wants to make an argument, he can say, look, Tamach Melachtav of Brach. Now, so on the Yom HaFlaga, let's say last month you saw the 35th day, this month you'll see the 35th day. So I understand, Yom HaFlaga, you're perish from Bia and Chibuk and Nishuk. But Lamed and Lamed Aleph, it's a Machlokes anyway. On Yom Lamed, there's some place can hold you don't have to be perish. Lamed Aleph is also a Chumra, because some place can hold Lamed Aleph is a Chumra. So a person could say that Lamed Amid Aleph is already a sex seiker. So Machloik is in the first place. Plus, it's only a Machmetol of Bracha. So a person could make an argument that Chibuk and Isha should be Mutter. Except, yeah, that would be, that's what would come out. The day which is Yom HaChodesh, between Lamed and Lamed Aleph, it's a weak argument, because there you already have the Shach and the opinion. You already have Rav on the day which is Yom HaChodesh. So it would come out that if we wanted to make this argument, we'd have to teach Chassanim that every month you have to see which is the Yom HaChodesh. Certain month, every month you perish from Bia. Then some months, Lamed Aleph is Mutter, Bechibuk and Nishuk, some months Lamed. It's too confusing in an Inyan, which is anyway Hamach Mertav Lot Bracha. And for that reason, the custom is that on Lamed and Lamed Aleph, both, to be perish from Bia, Chibuk and Nishuk, from all three. Okay?
Yeah, Mike, you said that it was the Suffolk which day was the Bia.
It's a suffix which day was the Riyah, yeah.
I mean, how can I understand the Dina here? You don't say the same thing.
Because even the Mechilim say Tavel of Bracha, Machmer Tavel of Bracha.
No.
Lamed Lamed Aleph.
Yeah, that's a Lamed Lamed.
Why Lamed Lamed Aleph, if it's a question of a Drabanan, so it should be no worse than Shachar Vesta, and we should say, be Mechil. I'll tell you why. Really, the main Shita seems to be Lamed. Chavis Das against the Taz and Shach, it's hard. Main Shita is Lamed and Yom HaChodesh. Which means that every year is 12 months, most years have 12 months. 6 months, the Ikashita would be Lamed. And the other 6 months would be Lamed and Lamed Aleph. It's already quite confusing. Add to that, that Rav Moshe held strongly that the main Shita was Lamed Aleph. Rav Moshe, it's known, he told many people his opinion, even in cases where women had certain problems, he had to choose one day. Rav Moshe held very strongly that the main Shita is Lamed Aleph at the Chavis Das. And there's a raya to it. The Shach, he had a raya, because the Shach, before he passed the Yom HaChodesh, he held of Lamed Aleph as a Havamim. So it's already a difficult thing. Which is the main Shita? If you have a Suffolk, you have to pick one Shita. So the main Shita seems to be the Taz. But Ramesh held the main Shita is Lamed Aleph. So, and the Chochmas Adam's Pesach is that it's just to be Machmer on both. And that's the Halach Lamais. Now let's finish the Mechaber. Now, Parish Imu B'yayim. First, the top of the next page. Again, he's defining Aina. If she bleeds by day, last month she bled by day, you perish that day. I feel him a best besaifa. Even if she gets a period at the end of the day, the whole day that's asur, and what's a miyad b'layla shalachra. And the following night is permitted. V'chein, imu... No, that day is the 12-hour period so far. Mechaber holds it's only 12 hours. She bleeds by day, it's only also by day. Okay, we'll see soon. Everyone knows that Azur Ras Chumra is reparished for 24 hours. The Mechaber Shita is only 12 hours. Okay, the Chenu Mubitchila, Sai Pirish Kalayim, and Mutta Kalalaila. Shalafanov. Mechaber holds only that Aina is also the Chenu Adinu Mubalaila. She bleeds at night, Pirish Kalalaila, and Mutta Biyam Shalafanov Alachra. Ben Shakava Vesta Begimu Palmim, Sayawun Razaves Kahua, Ay Bipam Achas. That's a funny law, she's kaveh avest in one time. It doesn't mean she's kaveh avest. Well, we are pirish every month, what we call the Yom HaFlaga, her last cycle, last month she saw on the 35th day, we're pirish the 35th day, in the lingo of the Mechaber, that's called she's Kaveya Havest once. Okay, the Mechaber expected that since most women had set cycles, that this would be the beginning of a set cycle. So that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. But again, the Mechaber holds you perish only the 12 hours. And before we get to the Ramah, let's learn Shach Zayin. Shach Zayin is a corresponding Taz on the previous page, which we will not go through. But Shach Zayin brings down the two main Shitas in the Rishayim, the main discussion here. One, the Shita of the Avi Yosef, and then the Shita of the Zeruah. And the two, even though it's one Shach, they're two separate opinions, have no direct relationship to each other. First thing, Shach Zayin, Kosev Agos Maimini B'Shem Avi Yosef. The Kama Aina, how much is an Aina? Now, I defined an Aina as sunrise to sunset, or sunset to sunrise. That's the halacha, according to most places. Shach says no. Rabbi Yosef says no. How much is an Aina? Yaymei Laila B'Yaymei Nisan V'Tishrei. Now think about it. Why in the winter, if a woman sees by day, will perish 8 or 9 hours? And in the summer, if she sees by day, will perish, we could be perished for 14 hours. Why is there a big chashash in the summer that she'll bleed for 14 hours? That's Rabbi Yosef's argument. He says day means 12 hours. Yaymei Nisan V'Tishrei. The average days. Half day, that doesn't mean half of the day and half of the night. It means the number of hours, which are half of the day, hours of the day, half the hours of the night, which is 12 hours. I come with shining. So the Rabbi Yosef tells always 12 hours.
How do you figure 12 hours?
You would take the equinox, you would take the median day, and that, those 12 hours would be us. So according to him, in New York, where the equinox starts from 6:50, well, it depends when you change the clock, but now it would be 6:56 a.m. to 6:56 p.m., I believe. So then that would be the time which is Aser, according to Rabbi Yosef. Ubeisi Yosef Docha Devarav Me'achasha Paiskim Lo'yiz Kiru. Beisi Yosef disagrees because the Paiskim don't mention Gamlish Nadesash Mashma Deloi Kapi. El Ala Yayim Oy Ala Laila. Loy Ala Shois. So Beisi Yosef argues with Rabbi Yosef. Umadami Melech. Then the Bach and Madani Melech come back and they defend the Avi Yosef. And they say it's Mavuarim B'Shas Perakati Noikas Akandavareim. The Shach Paskins like the Avi Yosef. The Chema Tzasi B'Ravon Simen Yudches K'Avi Yosef. U'mashalei Yiskiru Apoiskim Enei Raya T'Bistam Laila Yoyim B'Stam Laila Mairi. V'Nochi Nami Kufas Tamas V'Tevis Yishrachshu Shoyiz Zemaniyos. Now the word Shoyiz Zemaniyos here is not the way we use it. Shoyiz Zemaniyos, he says, means 12 hours. Clocked hours. Ukai gavno metzino b'kama dochti b'shas. Now listen to this. He's saying a day is 12 60-minute hours. He says, kai gavno metzino b'kama dochti b'shas u'paiskin k'goyim l'nyin kriya shema. Barachayim reish simen nun ches. U'l'nyin chomitz b'er pesach barachayim simen tuf mem gimel. Sif alef, baga. U'l'nyin chishav t'kufais ukai gavno tuvi. The Shach holds that Zman Kriya Shema, I see that thing on the wall. Zman Kriya Shema changes every week. Shach says, no, not so. We go by the median day. And that's, we establish Zman Kriya Shema once for all time. We wouldn't have the calendars, right? And what's the logic? You can make a very strong argument for the Avi, for the Shita. Because how do we know when the Zman Kriya Shema is? B'shach v'chal v'kumecha, Zman Kima, the time people get up. People don't wake up different times. You know, sunset, you look before you go to sleep. Sunset changes. Sunrise changes 2 minutes, you get up different. Okay. So you say, now we have electricity, then they did tie it. In those days, nobody got up 9:15. Okay, this is the latest Zman Kima of B'nai Malachim. Now, whatever time they got up, it's not likely they changed the time they got up with their sun. I mean, it's true, their farmers did, probably. So you can make a strong argument. Everyone got up with the sun. It's not true. They had not sophisticated, but they had measures of time. They had whether it was sundials or, and this is not something that, you know, now one place. A sundial's not by the sun. That's not true. The sun at every day at 11 o'clock, the sun is in the same position. The sun has an extended orbit. When the day gets longer, you see the sun for more of its orbit. But the orbit is the same. The sun, in the winter and in the summer, sunrise at different points in the sky. It's not that the sun has the same path in the sky, and it's a longer one in the winter, a long one in the summer. It's in the winter, it's more to the south, in the winter, it's more to the north. The path is the same path. what happens is we cut off the ends when the axis tilts us.
Yeah, but what happens if in the wintertime it's a class, you won't see anything?
All right, look, what I was talking is academic. The sundial, you won't see a sundial, but the sundial would show 11 o'clock
the same
at all times.
You don't think it's as money as
in
the sundial?
And the sundial, it depends how you draw the lines on the ground. But the way a sundial should be made, it's not Shai Sanias. No, it's absolutely what happens. The way a sundial is supposed to be made. Now, and I don't argue, I mean, this is something we can argue about, whether how they got up and how they didn't get up. It's not true that they were not sophisticated. They were much more sophisticated. They didn't have to look at their watch. They looked at the sun. We look at the sun, we have no idea if it's the way it's supposed to be in the sky, right? When they looked at the sun, they knew what time of the day it was. But the sun is just the thing that gets in the way when you're driving, right? There's no other purpose to the sun. On cloudy days, they had a problem, right? We have cases where they daven Maariv and then the sun came out, right? The Makabel Shabbos. At any rate, look at Rebbe Kivega. Kagaylin Yin Kriya Shema. Zehu Tumua. Kivega says the Shasafin is Tumua. Adar Abba Shom Aslin and Basar Ayyam Tomi. The Tomet has man ad Revia Ben Kais Ben Bechayrus. He says it's not true. The Pesachim don't say this. We can argue about it. Why? But the Pesachim don't say this. Kriya Shema Shoyz Manias. Right? That's why we have these calendars. Some Hasidim defend their custom of davening late Shabbos morning in relying on the Avi Yosef Shita. Relying that this time, that only works for the summer, where it's Man Kriya Shema, according to the Avi Yosef, would always be 10 o'clock. So you gain some time. In the winter, it would always be 9 o'clock. Which means in the winter, there's Samach on the other Shita. But that's one of the arguments. They have an argument, Api Kabbalah, that Shabbos is a Yaim, that's Kulai Ar, and there's no real Zmanim of Zman Kriya Shema, Zman. I mean, it's such a Kabbalah, don't laugh, it's a Kabbalistic concept. The first Yom HaShvi'i of Parshas Bereishis, there was no sunset, sunrise. How do we know? It says that Adam, when the sun set, he thought that his Aveira caused sunset. His sin had caused sunset, and he thought there would be no more sun. When the sun came up in the morning, so he said, Shvach Hashem. On Shabbos, there was no sunrise and sunset. Okay, it was not... if it had already been in the Bria, I don't know what happened on Friday. But if Adam was created on Friday, he would have seen sunset Shabbos. He didn't see sunset Shabbos. Otherwise, much of Shabbos, he wouldn't have been surprised. This was Matzai Shabbos. This was Matzai Shabbos. That's when he started fire. That's when he made by Mary Hilesh. Right? It was not on Yom HaShem. Okay. All right, so this is the Shita of Avi Yosef. How do we pass him? It's Machlokes HaPoskim. It's an academic issue. Why is it academic? The reason is, because what's nafkamina? Nafkamina is, we don't have dubia by day anyway. We only dubia by night. So what's nafkamina? In the winter, in the summer, it's no nafkamina. The Avi Yosef would have a shorter day. The Avi Yosef would be a cooler. In the winter, it comes out of nafkamina. Sunset is 4:30. So according to us, if a woman's vest is by day, she's mutter and bia after 4:30. According to the Avi Yosef, you have to wait till 6 o'clock. Whatever, 5:56. So it's enough kamina that hour and a half. But it's not enough kamina anyway, because we're not boil b'shosh b'nei adam halchim b'derech. People live in a city. At the time there's activity outside, there's no bia. If somebody's in the country in an out of the way place, it's mutter. But there's an inyan that during bia people should not hear activity outside. The person during bia, it's an important thing, should not be thinking about any other people, only about the husband and wife, only about themselves. And for that reason, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that when there's no bia b'tchilas halayla or b'sayf halayla. Nowadays, sayf halayla is no activity anyway, but that's just stealing the cards. But anyway, in Shulchan Aruch it says anyway that there's no bia b'tchilas halayla at that time frame for, let's say, 4:30 to 6:30 in the winter. So l'maisa, there's very little nafkamina if we pass like Avi Yosef or not. It's almost an academic issue. But this is the sheet of Avi Yosef, which is a sadistic sheet to be aware of. There is a machlaik is... I jotted down there some sheet that passing like Avi Yosef, some cipher, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Chokhmas Adam, passing like this sheet, like Avi Yosef, not like Avi Kriya Shema, like Avi Damnida. The Taz, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Christ your place, he disagrees, so it's an issue of contention. But as I said, there's very little nafkamina, if any, in Bamais. Let me just finish, okay? The Avi Yosef is always 12 hours. The Machlag is always 12 hours. Kula, Chumra, either way. Let me finish. I'd like to finish the Azarua. Now we get to the Azarua. But Azarua Kosav. Now this is a very important Shita. Okay, halfway down the Shach. the end of a line. Barzara kasav is elishayne. Hayresh adam meishtai samoch levesta. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Samoch levesta. Near the time she expects a period. Chafta al chayis. Yeah, the sheet of Barzara is 24 hours. Regila leres biyayim parish mi mena kolay seayayim va'alayla shalafana v'chein lahepa. Sheet of Darzerua, as it's explained by most Acharonim, is that it's a 24 hours. Yayim Lamed, when you mark off on your calendar the 30th day, you're parish not for 12 hours, but for 24 hours. If she bled by day, so you mark off the day as the primary Isser, the previous 12 hours as what we call Einas Arzerua. Okay? Most Paiskim accept this Pesach of Darzerua. There's a 24-hour period. And for that reason, when Lamed, Lamed, Aleph roll around, you're also for 48 consecutive hours. Because let's say she bled by day, so you're also the day of Lamed and Lamed Aleph, plus the previous night of each. So night, day, 48 straight hours, there's Isser. The same thing if she bled by night, Darzerua would add the previous day to Lamed, to Lamed Aleph, and to the Yom HaFlaga, and you would have 48 consecutive hours of Isser. Okay? That's the Pesach of the Arzerua. What is the reasoning of the Arzerua? So we find in the Paiskim two explanations. Either he holds that that's what the Gemara means when it says Samach Levesta, it means a day. Generally we work with days. Or the Sidri Tara says that what it means is the following. You have to remember, in the time of the Gemara, women saw at a specific time of the day. Let's say a woman saw every day, 5 o'clock. So Chazal said, you publish Samach Levesta, the whole 12-hour period. Aye, her vest says she'll see at 5 o'clock. Earlier, she's not Aser. So Chazal added a whole Aina. He said, we're not Aser only that minute, but we add an Aina. So that's good when a woman sees at a specific minute. But let's say a woman sees during, she doesn't have a specific time. So she sees, well, L'chayshir lam lam alaf, there's no specific time. L'chayshir for the whole Aina. So Samach Levesta means you have to add another 12 hours previous for a total of 24 hours. That's the Sidri Tara. That's my shach. The shach doesn't say anything. But that's a total of 24 hours. Everyone says a total of 24 hours. Now, the question is what the explanation is. Nafkamina is, if a woman today would have a kviyas for a certain time of the day, if she always sees always only when she wakes up in the morning, so then that would be a set hour, and you wouldn't need dinosaurs.
That's accepted.
Okay. Darzerua, I believe, is accepted, certainly in the United States. I don't know among Sardim or among other circles. Generally, Darzerua is accepted, and a person should be pirish for 48 hours. Now, question. What? Does the... It might be that Lubavitch has a different sheikh. I don't know. I'm not familiar with Lubavitch and Menhagen.
This is based on the Drabanan, and the Drabanan.
This is all Drabanan, yeah.
And it's based on the fact that Vestas is Drabanan.
Most likely, yeah. Now, there is, we can argue about it. There is one nafkamina here. You know, listen carefully to get this straight, okay? It's a bit complicated. Every month, a woman marks off a calendar, counts off the 30th, 31st day. I say a woman marks off a calendar, the husband could do it too if the woman doesn't do it. Right? You count off the 30th, 31st day, and the Yom HaFlag. You mark off the 30th, 31st day, and you're usher for those 12 hours. Let's say she saw by day. So you mark off those 12 hours, she's usher. What's the din of Chibuk and Nishuk in those 12 hours? We say it's Asa, Amach Matov Lavrach. In the Arzaruah's Aina that we add the extra 12 hours previous, there's no need to be Machmer and Chibuk and Nishuk. Certainly not Alam and Alam and Alam. Because here it's already, the Machaber says you don't need it. It's a Chumrah of Darzaruah to take the Chumrah of Darzaruah and the Machmer Matov Lavrach. Plus, Alam and Alam and Alam is a Machlaikis to take all those things together. Certainly a person is not required to. And for that reason, if a woman, again, let's say in the example, she bled by day, you count Lama Lamed Aleph, by day, by that day, there's an Isser Bia Chibuk and Nishuk. The 12 hours you add to the Arzerua is only an Isser Bia Bilbad. Now, if she bled, the same, the Yom HaFlag really could be Mekel too, even though it's only Tutsiruf, and it's a Maktav Baruch, and the Arzerua could also be Mekel. Now, if she bled by night, listen carefully, she bled by night, so we add up the Arzerua the previous day. But what are we saying now? For the Arzerua's Chumrah, you only have to be Machmer in Bia. We don't do Bia by Yom anyway. So that it's a halacha. You have to be Machmer the previous day, but it's not much of a nafkamina. Okay, so the Arzerua is only a nafkamina halacha l'maisa, so when she leaves by day to ask for the previous night. Alright, this is the halacha of this sif. We didn't do the Ramah yet, but this is the halacha of this sif. And I'd like to explain one point which is a bit complicated, which you can if you copy, don't copy. It's not halacha. It's not nakamina and lamaisa. It's just something which has potential to be confusing. There is software which was given out for Vestas. Some of you might have it, might not have it. It's an interesting package of software. Now, how do you give out software on Vestas? If you have machleiksin on Davi Yosef and Darzeruan, so the way it's set is when you get the software, you initially program it yourself. They ask you, are you Machmer Darzeruah? Are you Machmer Darzeruah? Program it, then it runs by itself. So it says there, one of the questions is, are you Machmer in the Kreis Uplasi? What's the Kreis Uplasi? Kreis Uplasi has a chumrah that this Darzeruah that asks us 24 hours, the way we all learned it, I believe, in Chasma class, and the way it's taught, is the we add 12 hours, some of the previous to when she bleeds. Kreis Uplasi says no. You go, you ask for 24 hours, but you know which 24 hours? The calendar day of 24 hours. It doesn't go, if let's say she bled by night, we don't make it the previous 12 hours of the previous day. June is the calendar day, is from sunset to sunset. So we have here an added complication to mix people up, in case they weren't mixed up yet, that if your machmer Darzeruah has 24 hours, so push it to Darzeruah 24 hours means the previous 12 hours addition. Crazy places, no. It's the calendar day.
You know the first calendar.
1 second, yeah, definitely. Now, it's a calendar day. Now, our final cone in his Badei HaShulchan brings a riot to the Kreis Uplasi, and he passes like Kreis Uplasi, which I think, at least in Oster Yeshiva circles, was never the mimic. Now, the point I want to make is that this whole Chatumel Nish is academic. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Everyone who's Machmer Darzeruah never heard of the Kreis Uplasi. You, all of you are Machmer the Kreis Uplasi anyway. This is Mamish not Negea. Why? Because there are two possibilities. The woman saw by day, she saw by night. If she saw by day, so our custom is to be Machmer Darzeruah the previous night, which is the same as the Kreis Uplasi. He says you go by the calendar day, no difference. Just what? The Nafkamina is if she saw by night. She bled by night. So now, the way we translate Darzeruah, the customary way, is the previous day is also Asa Bebiya. Kreis Uplasi says, no, not the previous day, but the following day is also Asa Bebiya. But as I just explained, we're only Machmer Darzeruah Bia, not Chibuk and Nishuk anyway. And we don't do Bia by Yom anyway. So then what's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, after the previous day, Bia, day anyway, we don't do Bia by Yom. So there's no Nafkamina. So therefore, the Kreis Uplasi, even if you never heard of it, you know, Machmer, it doesn't matter how you press the program. There's no Nafkamina. No, but no one's making like Kreis Uplasi. Okay, we leave out the Ramah. I said we'd get back to the concept of having a stand, which is a vest. That's this Ramah. And I guess we'll get back to that next time.